Let's get corrupted. What is going on, everybody? It's your boy Joe with Meteoric Serpents coming back at you for another episode of the Colubrid Corruption Podcast. Hope everyone is doing well tonight. I think my audio was all messed up during the little intro bit there, so I hope it's good now. I think so. But yeah, what's going on, everybody? I hope everyone's doing well this week. I know we took a little off week last week because of the holiday and all that good stuff, but I wanted to bring this episode to you guys. This is just a little solo episode with me tonight, so I'm hoping for some fun chat interaction here that'll really help out. Really, what I wanted to do today was kind of just scroll through some cool Colubrid ads that I see on Morph Market. I do a fair bit of scrolling on Morph Market. Honestly, I look through the rat snake section probably the most. You guys all know I love rat snakes, so I'm just always looking on there. But I don't really dive deep on some of the other categories, to be completely honest. So I asked for some help from the Patreon members. So have some stuff I'm going to show you guys. Plus, also, I just kind of want to highlight, you know, what separates a good ad. I don't want to say, like, I'm not going to show any quote-unquote bad ads on here, but like, I, you know, for anyone who may be coming into this new, who hasn't had a ton of experience selling on Morph Market, I certainly think there are ways to set yourself apart, make your ads stand out compared to the general crowd, and make sure that you're putting your best foot forward to sell your animals, because in reality, I mean, that's what we're all using Morph Market for. So, but before we get into all that, the standard intro stuff. First, it's episode number 67, which is super awesome. We are into June now, so happy June to everyone. Let's see. Yeah, if it's your first time listening to this podcast, make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit that subscribe button here on YouTube. Make sure you... interesting. Sorry, I was just reading the live chat. Yeah, we could talk about that for sure. Yeah, and if it's you listen here on YouTube, also make sure to follow us on the major audio podcasting platforms. I know not everyone tunes into the lives or watches the videos afterwards, but go listen to us in either place. Maybe you're giving us a 5-star review on those podcasting platforms, Apple, Spotify, all that good stuff. And you can listen to us wherever you are, wherever you're going. And yeah, guys, the first link in the description below goes to the Meteoric Serpents Patreon. You know, I just referenced them just now. They kind of helped me put this episode together, get organized. Look at some cool Morph Market ads. I kind of asked them for some help, either ads they're eyeing, some cool animals they think they've seen on there. So yeah, it's really just highlighting what's cool on Morph Market right now, especially if you guys don't go surfing on there a whole lot. Like I said, I kind of focus mainly to the rat snakes, so I'm not looking in the other categories, but we're going to kind of go through a little bit of everything. If we have time for it, at least. I know there's a lot of colubrids out there, so we could probably scroll through a ton of stuff. But yeah, otherwise, the Patreon is a cool group chat on Discord that I have a bunch of like-minded individuals who just really like colubrids. We discuss ideas, talk about stuff in there. So plus you get some behind-the-scenes access of what's going on with me, stuff that I don't post on social media all the time, whether it's just random snake photos and whatnot, early access to episodes that are pre-recorded also. So yeah, lots of good stuff to get out of that. Let's see. And make sure you guys are supporting USARC, USARC Florida. Those are the organizations that fight for our rights to keep our reptiles, of course. Whether it's, you know, local, state, or federal legislation, USARC is fighting against it. Make sure you join those groups. And let's see, what else am I missing? Well, we're getting closer to the date, guys. Colubrid Fest, September 12th to 14th, once again in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic event. I keep forgetting to say it at the beginning of the episode, so I'm remembering this time. But yeah, guys, make sure you're at Colubrid Fest. I will be there. I will be at a table. I've said it before, with not much to sell, probably. I have these cocci eggs that are on day 57 right now, and I've been incubating them pretty cool. So I'm expecting them to probably go into the 60 to 70 day range. Though I've heard they could hatch earlier than that, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out. But yeah. And is that about it? I'll continue to say it. If anyone's ever looking to sponsor the show, I'm always looking to take on sponsors, whether you're an individual breeder, some sort of reptile company, whether it's products or whatever. I'm always looking to take on sponsors. So inquire within and we can discuss that. But yeah, guys, let's get into tonight's episode. I see we're dropping. Yeah, I've seen some cryptic, not to confuse with crypto, like some cryptic talks from or posts, I should say, from some hognose people in the community. I didn't really know what was going on in that regard, but I guess that's what this was. I saw someone post a note on Instagram that said something like, oh, I could probably pull it up. Let's see. Maybe not. It said something like, I'll take an order of crypto or something like that. I don't even know. But yeah, whatever's going on there should be interesting. Hognose community is quite large, so I'm sure that drama is going to spread pretty good. But yeah, so let's see. So first, I just want to show off. And sorry, I'm going to be a little arrogant here and show off animals that I've had as ads, what I'd consider to be a relatively high quality ad, just for people to know how they should be doing things. Now, how do I go find my animals that I've sold? That would be helpful. Let's go find something. A big breeder is selling snakes with crypto. That is unfortunate. Oh, am I able to see this? Yes, I am. Okay, very nice. Okay, so let me pull this up real quick. Plus, this was a cool snake, so let's see here. StreamYard cooperate. Sorry, guys, if there's any pauses. Obviously, I'm by myself here, so I'm just trying to kind of talk through things by myself, go off of chat interaction, you know, all that good stuff. So first, let's just show off what I think makes a good, high-quality Morph Market ad. One, like, first thing off rip is get spelling and grammar correct. Correct capitalization, punctuation, things like that. You could read what this ad title is. Scaleless, double hat, anery, leucistic, Texas rat snake. Very cut and dry. Very easy to read. Stands in your face. I see. So the reason why I said capitalization, spelling, I see a lot of people just spell scaleless wrong or leucistic wrong. Scaleless is spelled that way. There's two L's in scaleless. It's not like a lot of people spell it S-C-A-L-E-S-S, and that's it. So, and leucistic is spelled a ton of botched ways, but straight to the point, tells you what it is. Also, when it comes to hats, just because I heard this conversation on another podcast, you guys can't see my cursor, can you? Hold on. Oh, now you can. Okay. The visual gene, and then telling you what it is hat for. And then just repeating the species, which I know technically it says Western rat snake here, but as we know, the Pantherophis complex with all the taxonomy stuff. That's the only reason why I kind of note it's a Texas rat snake here just because that's what I call them. People may be confused when they see Western rat snake, depending on what information they've been researching and stuff like that. So, okay, that's the first bit. Number two, high quality pictures. I have this very nice close-up picture of the snake. And granted, obviously, the snake is sold. I sold the snake last year. As far as I know, it's doing well in the other person's care. I know he listens to the podcast. Shout out David Powell. He took this snake with a scalus leucistic one. So that was cool. And then I put a second picture as well. Sometimes it's really hard to get pictures of colubrids. So I don't knock if you don't have a lot of pictures. But at least one high quality photo that can really demonstrate all the attributes of this snake. You could see on these pictures, and again, I can't tell what you guys are seeing. I can only see it on my screens, kind of. But you see it's a relatively low-scaled animal. In fact, I don't think she really has any like dorsal scales here. All of those details you can really get from both of these pictures. Now, another thing you can do to make this better, if you want, is put pictures of the parents. I think with certain species, certain animals, that can be a good idea. But in general, having high-quality photos of the animal at hand is like the most important step, because I hear a lot of breeders complain about people wanting to see more photos. And maybe in this case, they want to see a photo of the belly. If someone asked me for a photo of the belly, I'd say no problem, because guess what? I didn't include it. But guys, if you start off the rip on an ad with a high quality photo, with high quality photos like this, you almost immediately eliminate most of those questions. Can I see more photos? Because you're giving them what they want. You have a whole scope of the snake in a high quality photo right here. So that's the next thing. Now, I also just happened to, I don't do this too often with the labeling here. I did this for myself in my camera roll as I was putting them on Morph Market, because I had at the time, multiple scaleless animals. So I was putting ID numbers on the photos so I wouldn't get confused when I was uploading them. So that's just a me thing. That's not a necessity. I think a plain photo of the animal by itself is fine. If you want to put an ID number in the, let's see, you could see that animal ID right there. The way I do it, I just put TXR means Texas Rat 2024. That was the year it was born. Clutch 2, it was the second clutch of the year, baby number 3. And if I remember correctly, I only had 3 good hatchlings from this clutch, so this was the final snake of the clutch. To answer that question, quirky snake, sorry guys, sometimes I can't talk to myself. Do you get a lot of tire kickers on your low-end snakes? Yes and no. Sometimes I do, and then sometimes I'll get it on, like, high-end stuff, too. It totally depends. Most of my stuff, like I said, the way I make my ads and the way I do, which I'm going to talk about, like, descriptions, everything is super cut and dry. I make everything almost as transparent as possible. So most of the people who are tire kicking, in my opinion, are people who are not truly interested in purchasing the animal. I think they're there to ask questions and kind of just mess around with the idea of buying a snake. But when I have people that want to buy a snake, I usually don't have to convince them to buy it, if that makes sense. Like on my Morph Market ads, it's like they want the snake. Maybe they want a little more information. Maybe they just want to talk to me a little bit, and that's totally fine. So I'd say it's a bit of yes and no, because I've had snakes like, boom, like, right to the point that can sell. And some others, I wouldn't say I have to convince people, but, you know, the tire kickers are always out there. Everyone's going to have them. We all deal with them. It is what it is. So, yeah. Okay. Next part of the ad is having all your information right. So, hopefully you guys can see I'm highlighting it right now. You should be able to see that. this tab. Morph Market gives you the option to be so freaking detailed with your animals and include as much or as little, unfortunately, information as that you would like to include. In my opinion, the more information you put on that ad, the better the ad looks every time. So let's start very basically. This was a female. Put the sex. It's a female. They give you the sex section. You put male, female. You know, there are some animals that you can't sex right away out of the egg. You know, that's where you would kind of default to the description. Okay. But sex, pretty easy on baby colubrids. If I do say so myself, especially Texas rat snakes, I, you know, sex those after a meal or two, if even that, probably right out of the egg, you know, whatever. So I knew it was a female. That's it. So there's no questioning that. Traits. So I put it here in the title, obviously. But in case people don't know what DH means, you know, because maybe people don't get that lingo, and that's totally fine. It tells you in the traits, scaleless, het anery, het leucistic. Next, origin. Self-produced. This one, I don't know. I like putting on my animals. That's a weird one. That could be very much up in the air. And people could definitely lie about it. Now, what I will say is most of the ads that I look at, where I would be, I don't want to say like suspicious that the seller didn't produce it, just like, hey, I've never heard of you. Why do you have this animal? I've seen most people be very transparent and not have the self-produced tag, and I'll see the captive bred. There are still some ads where I see the self-produced tag and I'm like, who are you that you had these snakes and that you bred them? Then again, I don't know who they are. So maybe they did produce the snakes. I don't know. But I am telling people that it was bred in-house. Date of birth. Because it was self-produced in-house, I'd like to be as detailed as possible. I'm going to tell people exactly when that snake hatched, which in this case was July 23rd, 2024. Because that's a very common question from pet people. When did it hatch? Or even breeders too. They want to know when did it hatch? There you go. You have the exact date there. And then diet. I like throwing that on there because I'd say one of the most common questions is, what's it eating? And now, while frozen thawed mouse is subjective because there's a ton of sizes of mice, if I'm selling the snake to a breeder, they receive it. I think a breeder can very easily make a judgment call of what that snake's eating. I have no problem telling you what size it's eating. But if I receive a snake at any size, I can tell you what I'm going to feed it on its first meal here. So, but either way, I'm telling people that it's easy eating frozen thawed mice. That's a fine step there. This does not necessarily matter. Shipping, you know, with Morph Market shipping around, we've had this conversation before. I'll charge 50 flat rate, and depending on the situation, I'll, you know, work around that number, depending on where I'm shipping to. But for the most part, if I'm selling a relatively smaller snake, the most I'm charging is $50 on shipping. So as cut and dry as that, and that's the end of that conversation. Now, the description. Description, this is where I think a lot of breeders lack and can do better. Now, I understand some people are larger scale breeders than others, and they may not have the time to do this for every individual animal. That said, I think, this is my opinion, I think these breeders who are producing a lot of animals should have at the very least a very basic description of the species in question that they could copy and paste to every single ad of that respective species, or even something else that's generic that you could at least put a description there. But in my case, what I'm going to do always, especially for something that's produced in-house, first thing I'm going to do is put the pairing. Why? Because breeders are going to want to know. Breeders are going to want to know what the pairing was that gave you a scaleless double het and a relucistic. Quirky snakes. So when I'll be completely honest, since Morph Market Shipping came out, which is what I've been using, I actually have not gotten to use a lot of shipments with it yet. And in those cases that I have, I believe, so one of them for sure, it was an expensive animal, so I charged free shipping. Another couple animals, which included this one, if I remember correctly, it was a package deal with another snake. So it was kind of just like an offer of this amount shipped. So I always do it on a situational basis, you know, sometimes, especially when prices are negotiating, you know, this is a time in the industry where there's a lot of negotiating on prices and a lot of people just throw an offer out there, blank, I'll pay blank shipped. I do the same thing to people when I'm buying snake. Can I pay blank shipped? So in that case, I'm not like, it kind of just is what it is. The shipping price is arbitrary at that point. It's not, you know, it's not really doing anything. In some capacity, the shipping is factored into the price, but it isn't at the same time. But I try not to take a hit on shipping. If that makes sense, I hope it does. Getting back to the ad, yeah, I put the pairing right up top. That's the first thing I want people to know is, how did I make this snake? Well, in this case, I bred a scaleless anery helucistic to a scaleless leucistic. And that's pretty self-explanatory. And this is me just giving, that's just a little blurb that I like to put on my Texas Rat ads. But yeah, there's not, because I put so much detail into the ad itself here. The only other thing I could have added, perhaps now that I'm looking back on it, is the prey size. Could I have put anything else in here if it has a little bit of an attitude? I don't know. I don't remember if it did. It probably did to the slightest bit, but yeah. What is another thing to do, you know, if you're holding on to an animal for long enough? So these were on hold for a bit or soon after I posted them, is keep taking updated photos. You regularly, especially if the ad's not selling, you want to keep the photos updated, especially as they're growing in your collection. In fact, what I'll even do is sometimes if I have my original photos there, and with my membership tier, because I'm only on the basic tier, I'm allowed 3 photos per ad. What I'll do is take out, if I put 3 photos or if I don't, I will take out the worst of those 3 or just add a brand new picture to the front and center one. And then as people scroll along, they could see that the other photos are older. And sometimes I will... because you could put descriptions on pictures. And usually when you're looking at it on your phone, by the way, you can only see the description when you open the photo. On the computer, I'm not so sure. I don't tend to scroll Morph Market on my computer. But oftentimes I'll put updated photo and put that date where I put the updated photo so people know that it has been updated. Because I've had animals sit for a bit and I'll update the photo oftentimes. But yeah. Now, let's see, what else am I missing from here? Just reading off the comments from Quirky Snakes. Another thing that people ask for is a snake in your hand, I assume in your hand. And I've been playing with the idea to post a picture with a snake in my hand or on a dollar bill. That way they can see the size. Yeah, I would say it depends on the situation. Some ads I've posted holding the snake, sometimes it's in a light box, sometimes it's outside on grass. I change up the way I post my photos all the time. Is that a good thing? I don't really know. Just respective of the snake, I want to take the best photos possible. So I'm going to capture the best photo where I can. In some animals' colors lend better in different lightings, in different backgrounds. So I'll kind of just play to that. Now, in terms of size, something like ball pythons, because I keep those as well. Sorry for all my ball python haters in the chat. I will regularly, when I say regularly, at least once a month, I will update the weight. At least once a month. Especially if I'm updating the photo, I will update the weight. Because in that case, that's an animal where I think you can represent size well, is how many grams the animal is. Colubrids, I don't think weight is necessary at all. Yeah, that's just my opinion, at least. I don't find a need to weigh colubrids. I'm not gonna spend time trying to weigh colubrids as they're wriggling and squirming away. I think the photos plus their respective prey size of when they're being sold, which again I'll always inform the customer, should give a good self-explanatory situation that animal is doing well. I never skimp on my snakes, especially ones that are for sale, when it comes to eating. So all my animals are growing well, especially if they're posted for sale. Now, another big thing about ways to make your page, you know, your ad stand out, having a store policy. I put a lot of detail into this, my store policy, just about different things, shipping, payment, a bunch of things. You should take a look at some, I think people should take a look, especially if they're new. Oh, actually, I did put the, at this point, the snake was still on frozen thawed pinkies. I'm sorry, I totally missed that. I did put it in the description. I think everyone should look to a bigger Morph Market store, maybe someone they look up to, another breeder, see what their store policy kind of looks like, see if there's anything you want to improve on, and make notes here. Like even this, I put some miscellaneous notes here, just for people to read. I don't know if anyone's actually reading these when they're looking at my ads, but it's there. And then the about, you know, I put a legit about. You know, I tell my mini story here, how it started when I was 10 years old. You know, Texas rat snakes, I have Asian rat snakes and ball pythons. I do the Kluber Corruption podcast, as you guys know. And yeah, so I really think this, all of this stuff helps to make my page look personable. I'm not just some person on a computer, you know, just posting animals. I don't look sus to anyone. And yeah, I really just want my ads to stand out among the rest, with my animals. So there's that whole rant. Now, if anyone has any other questions about me or the way I do my ads, you can feel free to ask. Now, let's kind of go into some Morph Market ads here. Again, I thought that would be cool just to highlight some cool animals. Now, first thing I'm going to show is something I'm looking at. Just a couple ads I happen to like. Okay. If someone buys these animals because I said this, I don't like you. I'm kidding. But also, good steal. My loss is your win. These really interested me. So if anyone found these on Morph Market in the rat snake section, there's a pair of twin spotted rat snakes, and I just think they look super cool. I really love this like green and yellow hue with the orange of the pattern coming through. In my opinion, this male looks a lot better than the female that's offered for sale, like, with it. But, you know, so here's the thing. Separating a good ad from a bad ad, I don't want to say bad and hope this person doesn't get some weird bad wind of it. This is just my opinion, but there's more to be desired with this ad. Origin, captive bred. Okay, that's fine. Where'd you get it from? So I looked through this profile. It's a pet store in Colorado. So they sourced it from someone else. No problem. I personally, if I were to message someone, I would probably want to know where this is coming from. Next, diet live rat. That's also another interesting one. Live rat is strange for a twin spot, unless it's eating live rat pinkies or fuzzies, especially at 100 grams. I can't assume it's eating anything bigger than that. Leaves questions to be answered. Male, okay, does not give a hatch date. It's 100 grams. I don't know what 100 gram colubrid looks like. I'll be totally honest with you. I know what 100 gram ball python looks like, but 100 gram colubrid can be decently big. This would lead me to believe that the animal is well past a yearling. I would think it has to be at least 2 years old, but I don't know because it's not here. That's just something that I personally don't like. And all it says here in the description, twin spot rat snake, you know, thank you that it's in the ad already. What else was I going to say off of that? You know, putting Bimaculata in the description would help things, you know, letting people know what it is so they could look up the actual species, because some of these snakes, you know, they have a bunch of different names. I found out what twin spotted rat snake is, and that's their most common name. But yeah, personally, that snake I like. The pictures are high quality, though. I'll give them that. So I like that ad. I like it, but I don't like some of the things about it. Oh boy, I am way too big. Okay, chat was going. Kosicki was asking if Keller's in bed. He probably is now because he typed once and then he stopped. Do you think my sales have gone up because of my YouTube show? Yes and no. Ball python sales have not. I think I have sold Texas rats easier because of this show. Yes. Personally, I believe so. Then again, those people may be in the market for Texas rats, so I don't know. But I think I've been spreading the good word about them, and it's nice that I get to promote a species I like so heavily on my own show. So perhaps I think it's been helping. And, you know, your animals speak for themselves. I don't think people would buy them if they looked like crap. And on top of that, you know, I've had my Texas rats at pretty, like, they're higher prices. They're like, I've sold Texas rats at prices that are higher than most of them are posted for. So with that said, I think it has helped, but the quality of the animals helps as well. Okay, sorry, going through these. Don't know if it's been discussed, but I'm always amazed at the crappy picks some sellers use in the ads. Yeah, Mike, I was kind of going through what I call like an ideal morph market ad, and I was being selfish and using one of my own ads. But yeah, pictures is so huge, guys. And like I said, I don't care if you have a camera or you're using your iPhone, all my pictures are iPhone pictures. All my Instagram reels are iPhone. Like, you can take good pictures with an iPhone if you like take a little extra time and do it well. Then if you have a camera, you're even more golden, you know? But yeah, some pictures are just so wild, and I'm just like, why would you, like, if you think logically, yeah, let's post the worst pic we can, and that's going to sell the snake. Nope. You have to have the rarest snake possible to post a shitty picture and think you're going to sell easier than your competition, or price it so freaking low that you get some person who really doesn't care a whole lot to buy the animal. So Yeah. I would agree with you there. And I don't know. You know, I just said I like the ad. I don't know if I'll buy those snakes. Probably won't. Because last thing I need is our species to add to the roster right now. But I personally like the look of those snakes, and there's no other twin spots on Morph Market right now. So I enjoyed it. A lot of sellers selling 2024 babies with their baby pictures. Agreed. Definitely. Which is another point I wanted to hit on tonight, that a lot of breeders still have 2024 stock on hand as the 2025 season is coming into full swing right now. That said, for my buyers in the chat and for anyone who's going to listen to this afterwards, right now you're at a great point of time for you to... You're in a buyer's market on 2024 animals. Why? Breeders want to clear their shelves or their rack spaces for their 2025 sellers and holdbacks. Their ads have probably been sitting on Morph Market for the last, you know, 6+ months, because we're in June now. They've probably been sitting on Morph Market that long, and they probably want to get rid of those babies. So you have all the bargaining power in the world, really. And anyone who's not willing to listen to a reasonable offer, I think, is shooting themselves in the foot. Sorry, guys. Give me one quick second. I'm just adjusting my light here. It's coming on a little too bright. Okay. That's the other thing about offers is, like, I think anyone is always within reason to make a reasonable, justifiable offer. Now, if an animal has been posted for literally 5 minutes, you know, if an animal's been posted for only 5 minutes, you can expect that you have bargaining power on that. Because why? It just posted. Someone could see it in an hour and scoop it up for full price. Someone can scoop it up in a week for full price. That's not great. The other good thing about the ads, which if anyone was looking there, it tells you when the ad was first posted, and it tells you the last time it was renewed. Depending what Morph Market tier you're on, the ads renew, which means they get pushed back to the first page of the respective section. Which then you'll be able to better show your updates and whatnot. And the higher tier you have, the quicker your ads will refresh. So that's another thing to think of. But all right. While I'm blabbering, let's get some ads out. And my throat's getting dry already. We're only 38 minutes in. We're doing great here. Let's see. I had some help from good old Patreon team. I wanted to pull up some cool stuff. And my Discord is not working on my computer, so I'm going to have a hard time pulling up what they sent me unless I explicitly search it. Yes, Mike, exactly. If, like I was saying, if there's a 2024 on the market, you make a reasonable offer, you will sell the animal. I mean, you will, they'll most likely take the animal or take the offer. Wow. Okay. Okay. So I'm showing this one because Phil from Wellington Exotics sent me quite a few of these. So I'm going to show it. Former guest of the show and our friend Chris Montross does a great job with his ads, in my opinion. He puts everything he needs to put. He puts a very clear picture with great lighting. This shows you everything you need to know about the snake. Like I had mentioned the only thing that could be desired is seeing an adult animal, which you could go straight to his Instagram and find yourself some full-grown Everglades rat snakes and some of his Everglades rat snakes. Tells you exactly what it is. Possible het, a male Everglades rat snake. Very cut and dry, very clear. And he does the same thing as me because Chris doesn't go with species names. He puts Alleghenyensis to make it classify correctly, but he puts Everglades rat snake, so people know it is a Glades rat. But yeah, and for those who don't know what pH is, you could go down here to the trade section and see that he accurately put it's a 66% possible het a male. So there we go. And we know it's self-produced because Chris produces all of this stuff. What do we also see here? An accurate description tells us it's a female captive born and bred. Gives us all the details and tells us what prey size. So no one has to go bug him about that. Tells him it's FedEx Hub and how he wants payment. Very cut and dry from Montross. Mike, I do agree with you. Seeing an adult picture could be a huge selling point for some species like Baird's rats. Absolutely. No doubt about that. Because certain animals are ugly ducklings. And I could take a lesson out of that book too, in all honesty. It just depends with the mutation sometimes, what you're working on. Because like in my example with the scaleless double hats, like I don't have, at this point, any adult scaleless animals to show off. I had the adults, but not, they were both, one was anery, one was a leucistic, so I didn't have a bright orange snake to show as an adult. Now I have the ad I was showing before. Her sister is turning out to be an amazing example. You know, that's the animal I've been using to show off scaleless snakes. So yeah, that's a good way to do that. I do agree. Showing adult pictures as reference is great. Let me pull up this one now. Me personally, quirky, I prefer Zelle. I will say Zelle and Cash App as the first method. So when someone asks, how would you like payment? I will say Zelle or Cash App, either of those two. Why? They are instant money transfers. Zelle is direct bank to bank. I'd prefer Zelle the most. Zelle is the number one. Now, Cash App, someone can send you money, but it's in a way like Venmo or whatever. Excuse me one second. I lost my train of thought. Where, like, they can't make a complaint and get their money back somehow. And as soon as someone sends me a Cash App, I typically take that, put it right back in my bank just to avoid any weird issues of that money getting lost somehow. But Zelle would be my number one preference. I will also take credit cards. I have Square. I could also take it through my Chase app. Like I have the, I don't know what it's called. Like you could collect credit card info, or actually I could send an invoice through Chase. I could do the same thing through Square. I believe there are fees that go into that. So those are ways. And I haven't done a whole lot of those, but I will take them if necessary. But usually I prefer the most cash ways possible just to protect myself as a seller. I've been hearing a lot about people getting scammed out of money, sending snakes, and then they get charged back. And like, I will not mess with PayPal. Nope. I've heard of some stuff like Venmo can be sketchy. So I don't like, I haven't used Venmo either. So I really, really prefer Zelle. And I'm quite hesitant to use credit cards, though most people buying my snakes have not asked for them. Asked to use credit cards. So yeah, again, just talking on my personal experience with that stuff. Just pulling up another ad here. Which animal is it? Oh, it may not be on this page. That's fine. Same kind of animal. All right. Let's see here. This one was shared. At least this species. I can't find the exact ad that he used, but it's the same seller, same species, same everything. We have Antoine from the Captive Bred Studio, right? Yes. Yeah. I met him recently. I have to get him on the show. He's coming on as a guest soon, I hope. But yeah, nice hypobarids rat snake. I know Mike was saying like an adult picture would lend itself well here, but Antoine takes very high quality photos. He does everything by the book very, very well. Hypobarids cut and dry. It's a Baird's rat snake. Obviously, they have their own, you know, their own classification here as Baird eye. Tells you the traits, hypomelanistic. Interesting. I wonder if he got this from somewhere or if he just put the wrong tag. I'm pretty sure he's bred all of these himself, but I don't know. Maybe he doesn't know about that button. So, yeah, it is what it is on that. You know, no birth date there, but you know it's a 24, which is totally cool. Bidding on large frozen thawed pinks once a week. That's really all you need to know. But just a really nice ad, a really nice animal. From a good seller, and he clearly has the reviews and the following on here to back it up. So yeah, Antoine sells some nice Baird's rats. Let's see, I have some more here. I'm trying to give light to what everyone was showing me, and then I'm kind of just going to scroll through some categories. Okay. All right. Oh man, I'm big again. Hold on, we are getting there. Oh, that ad got deleted. Great. Oh, I know which one. And I punched my mic. That probably didn't sound great for you guys. I'm sorry. All right, let's pull up one of these. Nice. Okay. Great example of a great ad from another good seller. Pulling this one up right now. Guest of the show very recently, Mike from Scattershot Exotics. All right. We got a 2024 Blacktail Karibo. Again, very cut and dry right here. We got ID on the photo, which I mentioned can be helpful on species that definitely look similar. We got a great range of pictures here. So two of a similar shot. And then we have the dam and the sire. So yeah, we're getting what we want. Shows you what they look like as an adult. Me personally, I wouldn't use a snake in shed, but that's his prerogative. And that's fine. We got great info here, self-produced. Full date of birth, fantastic. So 23rd of July, 2024, it's eating mice. And, you know, it tells you that there's unrelated parents, which I know is important in dry marking. Telling you what size of prey it's eating. And yeah, that's about it. But Mike has this available right now. So if anyone wants a new blacktail Karibo, you know, a good place to look. All right. But now I kind of just wanted to scroll through ads, see if we find anything cool. There's seven people in the live chat, hoping some more drop in, but we'll kind of see what we're looking at. We're going to start in the Rat Snakes because I am a Rat Snake guy through and through. Let's find some cool stuff. And we could rate the ads while we're at it. Antoine just posted a ton of Bairds. Nice. All right, hold on. I'm going to share the screen while we scroll. Hopefully it doesn't lag a whole lot. Okay. Let's see. Oh, some 100 flowers from the Exotic Empire, who I've recently, I don't really know. I've never met him. I believe his name is Josh. I know he imports a lot of stuff, but I've heard he is a good seller. He gets his stuff from very good sources, all captive bred animals. And he's really just like, and he imports from other countries and sells really only high quality animals. This is a really good deal in my opinion. 800 for 100 flower is really solid. You know, and just looking at this ad, just being impartial, there is information left to be desired. The pictures are good. Pictures are high quality. That's everything you could want in a 100 flower rat. We have a 2024 birth. That's fine. Feeding consistently in frozen thawed pinks. That's great to know. Yeah, I mean, in terms of information, it's kind of giving the basics. Me personally, that would probably be good enough for me in terms of information that I would want. But yeah, cool ad though. Cool ad for sure. Just looking at the chats, would I get any Centicolas? Probably not. Just because of my environment, I don't think they'd work well. And I just don't have enough of interest in them, to be completely honest. They don't, they wouldn't do it for me. Let's see. Josh has a bunch of mandarins available, which is cool. Interesting how a bull snake made it to the rat snake category. And now I just want to see this just for shits and giggles. Nice. The red bull, Pantherophis alleganiensis. Awesome. Awesome. It's a great eastern bull rat snake. I love it. Don't do that, folks. Put your snakes in the right categories. Yeah, we'll look at the other colubrid section because I know there's going to be a lot in there that doesn't encompass the normal categories. Like I said, anything from Chris Montross is great. You're always getting a lot of information from Chris. As you all know, Chris goes and sources his stuff. He knows everything about his stock. So if you want really real deal information about lineage and whatever it may be, Chris is the man, and he has all of it within his ads. Parents came from me, sent to Montross. Nice. Wait, what just happened? Oh, did like the page refresh? I think Antoine's posting a ton of bears right now. The pages are all wonky. Hold on. Yo, I'll say this. There's been a ton of Dionne's lately. I don't know what's going on. Who's exploding with Dionne's rats? Because I don't know if Clint was producing these himself or if he was sourcing from elsewhere, but I've seen Dionne's blow the hell up this year. And because someone said it. Quirky. My colubrids are all great. everything is eating perfectly. The only things that have been a pain in the ass are the ball pythons, of course, because that's what they are, a pain in the ass. All of my all of my colubrids are eating no problem and have been, you know, zero issue. Yeah, we got some nice Russian rats from Metazotics. Yeah. Other rats. Okay, yeah. Other rat snakes. I was confused. I thought it was other colubrids, but we're in the rat snake category. Yeah, so we got... Clint always has top-notch photos on his ads, so if you want a good representation of the snake, you can always trust that Clint has an accurate photo. And as we scroll, I'm going to take another sip of water. All right. Yeah, like these Dionnes are really nice. It's interesting. There's just been such a wave of Dionnes. I don't know where they all came from. But anyway, let's see. Because I know there's some good stuff in the pages. Yeah, Jordan Russell has some nice Sumatran cave dwellers. The Grabowski eye. Nice. Jordan posts some good ads, too. Gives you all the information you need to know. Usually provides adult photos and the exact animal... or animals in question. Always puts good high quality details. Anything you would need to know is within the ad. Oh, he's selling it. This is a 1.2 group. Gotcha. Okay. But yeah. An adult sunrise black rat. Yeah, I think the black rat adults are really cool. I feel like we don't see enough adult black rats. I know Clint hoards his adults over there, to my knowledge. I don't see him ever post adults for sale, so I don't know. I think he uses a lot of his animals as long-term breeders, and his adults, you know, they stay there for a very long period of time. Let's see. What else are we looking at? I want to stumble upon a really bad ad just to give an example. There's definitely some bad ones here in the mix somewhere. Let's see. There's plenty of good stuff. I hope everyone's seeing as I'm scrolling. But let's see. It's a tiger rat on there. Tigers are cool. I think Stephen Kush sold all his tiger rats like extremely quickly. I don't even know if he posted any on here. But oh yeah. We get deeper and see some good ads like Smoldering Serpents. Always has nice golf hammocks here. Got Clint with the Poulchers, OP Poulcher. Let's see, what does Chaz have here? Yeah, and Chaz put as much information from More Than a Morelia on these Ridley Eye babies. Yeah, let's see. Some good photos and some adult photos. Everything you would need, and he has four available. So, yeah. I agree. I think black rats are pretty well underrated, and they have more morphs than the Texas rats. So, in the true reality, they should be able to do more. I think the Texas rats are more variable in their just natural appearance. Whereas everything with the black rats is kind of morph related. But that said, I don't think, I don't know. I think they should be more popular too. Mike also with some great Rhino Rat ads and plenty of other good stuff. Those are the twin spots I was showing before. Okay. Getting a little boring at the top of the ads. What is next? I don't know if I want to scroll through hogs and corns just because we're looking at kind of the same stuff. I surely can if we want to revel in the prices of these animals. Look at some kings. I am interested. There's probably a lot of cow kings in the mix here. But I am interested to see. And Mexican black kings for sure. All right, what do we got here? Got some a nice little gray banded king here. Nice photo. Not a very detailed ad, but I guess it serves its purpose. I don't know. 2024 picks for year-old animals. Yeah, I mean, listen. It's just, you can look around a morph market and get a good scope of who's doing what with their respective animals. It's very easy to set and forget an ad and just hope it sells. I was hoping to stumble upon someone I knew in these ads, but that's fine. Doublehead Hypo E Applegate Special. Nice. Yeah, I mean, high quality photo here. Good looking pyro. And yeah, it's a good example of a high quality picture. I mean, that kind of speaks for itself. Especially when you're close up on the snake, because then there are some ads that are like this. And it's like, if I'm scrolling quickly, yeah, I hope you guys can see my cursor here. If I'm scrolling quickly, I can't see this snake too well, and at that point I may not be inclined to click on it. But these two are right up in your face, right there on that square, and it's like, oh, and the colors surely lure you in. So yeah, there's our friend Clint with some nice Leonis here. There's quirky snakes. This isn't you, is it? It's two separate people? I don't know. All right, let's see. But yeah, I mean, there's plenty of good stuff. Joel was on the show too. Joel takes good pictures, those stuff, and very detailed ads as well. Yeah, shout out Joel. Damn, he put a lot into this, his description. Although I've always noticed that about his ads, you know, he puts the work in. This Greer Eye, he's got, what are we looking at? 6 photos of this animal, plus date of birth, frozen thawed mouse. It's male. He has everything on there that he needs, and a super long backstory. So, yeah. To these animals, so pretty much everything you could want there. Good ad all around. Especially guys, like, especially in my opinion, the higher the price on your snakes, the more detail you should have. If you really want someone to, like, go off a whim and spend $500 to $1,000 with you, don't you want to make your ad look as good as possible to sell and make that $1,000? It's like, do what you can to make your ads look great. And you'll have a good chance of selling. Another one from Joel. Everything you can need here. Another long description. Even if you copy and paste stuff for, like, animals of the same species or in the same clutch, like, that's fine. They're, like, you know, copy and paste it if the same stuff applies. Obviously, if things switch, don't copy and paste incorrectly. But, yeah. All right. That's good for kings. A few nice examples there. I do want to check out the other Clearbird section, because I know there's going to be a whole mix of stuff in here. All right, starting off, we got Cremos. Nice. Nerds got some Gray Band Cali King hybrids. That works. I'm sure Kayla has a ton of ads in here. Yeah, and Kayla has a very detailed ad here as well. Good quality photos, everything you need to know. And yeah, that's kind of the gist of that. Damn, we're already over an hour scrolling. Oh yeah, Pilcillinotus fit right into more colubrids, other colubrids. Nice. These are interesting looking. I'm wondering how those are gonna age. Let's see what else we're looking for. I saw Kayla post these on Instagram. These are cool. H-striped kukri snakes, if you want to get sliced and diced by their teeth. This one's interesting. Eating raw egg, pinky and egg, frog reptilinx. Because I went and clicked on the ad and I did see that before. So good on you, Kayla, for taking these things on. We're going to need to have her back to talk about all the kukris. Because I know she has the, might be mispronouncing it, the Tiamen Island kukris as well. I know she had quite a few of those. Oh, great. We have all of the... Interesting how Cremos get lumped in here, and then we have, like, the mishmash of... hybrid animals. Interesting. Rescue King Snakes. This is where I would expect to find some hodgepodge ads. One of the Patreon members sent me this ad as well, some Boega. Yeah, there's a... I'd say there's more to be desired from this ad. It's not very... not super detailed. Tells you what you need to know. One photo. Yeah. But cool animal nonetheless. I think Boega are really cool. If anyone heard my episode with Patrick Holmes, he's doing a ton with Boega. So, yeah, super cool animals. Not for me, though. Definitely not for me. Dang. Some red and black striped snakes from come from Matt's stock by Ken Deal. Very nice. I'm assuming he meant 1.2 meters because 12 meters would be quite a large snake. That would be record breaking, I think, especially for this species. But yeah, really good looking. You know, good description there. Yeah, some cool stuff. All right. Is there not a house snake section on here? I could have sworn there is. Why are these lumped in here? Or am I tripping? I know barons, you know, I know barons are in here. Those are nice ones. From Clint, of course. Yes, the quad hybrid animals. Very fun. Not for me either. Oh, yeah, I guess a lot of Chris's water snakes get pushed into here. Chris always has some cool salt marshes. I think this one's the coolest out of all of them. Some really deep reds here. Very nice. All right. Mangrove's cool. All right. That was a good scope of decent of the other clue words. I know there's a ton of pages here, guys, for a bunch of these ads. I'm just trying to prevent a lot of dead space. See, I knew there was a house snake category. Not missing anything, am I? What else do we want to see? Man, there's a lot. There's so many. I'm just not going. I was just on the other Colubrid section. Was I not? Was I on something else? Could have sworn I was. Yeah, I was on the all other clubrids. So we could look at everything. It wasn't subcategorized. Yeah, you guys made me think I was tripping. All right, cool. These do look like nice yellowtails, I will say. Some really vibrant tails there. All right. I think I might call it there because I don't want to ramble on for too much longer. I just wanted to give you guys my take on some good Morph Market ads and kind of just scroll through some cool ads that I thought were cool. I don't know, just hang out with you guys tonight. But I think I'm going to call it and wrap it up there for this little solo episode. I don't like to keep these too long because in reality, I am talking to myself besides whoever's typing in the chat. But I know that's not very conversational, replying to text messages, essentially. So, yeah, we're going to call it for that one. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning into episode 67 of the Kluwer Corruption podcast. This was a fun little solo episode, and I appreciate the live chat, you guys interacting and hanging out with me. Make sure you go support US Arc, US Arc Florida. Please join the Meteoric Serpents Patreon. First link in the description below, supports me and the show. You get behind the scenes content and plenty of other stuff, a cool group chat, cool Discord group chat. They helped contribute to this episode. Let's see. And yeah, if it's your first time watching or you've been here before, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit the like. Let's keep those subscribers up. Follow us on the major audio podcasting platforms. Go follow me on all the major social media platforms. Meteoric Serpents everywhere. I don't have anything on Morph Market right now, speaking of all of that, but I'm not sure I will this year, but yeah, I will. I typically have stuff going on. So yeah, hope you guys enjoy the rest of your night. And, you know, it's the end of Sunday, but we'll catch you next week. So thank you all very much again. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.